Welcome in, everyone, to Lively Lewis Stories.
That's right. We're back with even more awesome adventures with Levi and Ivy.
Set your story time meter to fun and get ready to join the Lively Lewis crew.
All you need is your imagination and...
Off we go!
I can't wait to see where our story takes us today.
Have you ever wanted to get more Lively Lewis in your life?
Well, we've got you covered.
Grab an adult and zoom over to livelylewisshop.com.
Or just click on the link in our show notes.
Enough about that. Let's get to today's super Lively Lewis story.
It certainly wasn't a normal day. Not like any other day that Alexandria, Levi, and Ivy had experienced before, but fortunately for them, they didn't know it yet. It was early on a Saturday morning when Alexandria knocked on Levi and Ivy's door. Any other Saturday morning at the time, they would have been still in bed dreaming of pancakes and bacon for breakfast, but not that morning. They had been up for an hour already, excited to get to their town library for the big annual book sale. Their library held a giant book sale every year to raise money for new books, library programs, and this year a new outdoor seating area so people could read books outside during nice weather. "Hi, Alexandria," exclaimed Levi as he opened the door wide. "Come on in. Our parents aren't up just yet, but they should be any minute." Well, if they weren't up already, the loud knocking sure would have been enough to get them out of bed. Alexandria ran inside after Levi and Ivy and jumped on the couch, so excited for the day ahead. Each of them held a paper list in their hands, filled from top to bottom with the titles of all the books they hoped to find at the book sale. They had been saving up money for weeks to have enough to get whatever they wanted. "Maybe I'll find some copies of the Time Traveler's Journal that I've never seen before," gasped Alexandria with excitement. "I heard there's a book in the series that was never finished, but funny enough, 10 copies of it got released. They say the author, Penelope Carson, printed the copies to share with her publishing and editing team so they could work together to figure out the ending of a book. But somehow the unfinished copies ended up getting mixed in with the delivery of books that was headed to a bookstore, and they were all bought. All but one copy was recovered, so it's still out there somewhere, and I'd love to find it." "That would be amazing," said Levi. "But why did the author never finish the book?" "Someone asked her that once at a book signing, and she said it was because she was stumped at how to end it," replied Alexandria. "Wow, super mysterious," said Levi. "I couldn't imagine finding a top secret book, unfinished story from the Quest for the Lost Treasure series. I have every book and always buy the new one as soon as it comes out. But since I read them so often, some of the pages are falling out of my favorite books, and it would be great to find some replacements at the sale." After hearing all of this, Ivy was quick to share what she was searching for. "Since the Enchanted Chronicles started out as a little kid board book series before it became a chapter book series for big kids like me, I always like to find the toddler book versions of my favorite tales," said Ivy. "I have a collection of them on my bookshelf. The art is so cute, and they reminded me of when my mom and dad would check them out of the library and read them to me when I was little. That really started my love of reading. And speaking of mom and dad, here we are," said Levi and Ivy's mom as she walked down the stairs. Levi and Ivy's dad was yawning, but followed close behind. "You kids must be pretty excited for the library book sale to be up this early," said Levi and Ivy's dad. "But it's great how much you love to read, so we're happy to get up early and take you down to the library." "Thank you," shouted the kids as they all went to the kitchen to have a little something to eat before getting in the car. In no time, they were all pulling into the library parking lot and hopping out of the car. They knew exactly where to go and didn't waste any time. "We'll see you inside," called out Ivy as the kids all ran to the library through the big glass front doors. As they ran up the stairs toward the children's rooms, they passed by several signs directing them to the book sale. It was in the giant conference room that could be found in the back of the library. They yelled hello to the children's librarian, Mrs. Kelly, as they passed by. They could not and would not be stopped before they reached the book sale. "Hold on, kiddos," called out Miss Kelly. "The book sale isn't quite open yet. You're the first ones here, and it will open in just a minute. I know it says opens at 9 a.m., but when we got here this morning, we found a wooden box filled with old books waiting for us on the front steps. They wanted to put them out before they opened the doors for the sale. Books were donated every year from people all over town, and even from other towns, to help the library." Miss Kelly thanked Levi, Ivy, and Alexandria for their patience and walked back to the children's room. "Mysterious old books left on the doorstep the day of the big sale?" darted Levi. "I wonder if there are any special books mixed in." "Maybe," answered Alexandria, "but I'm more interested in just getting inside." The kids looked through the thin windows on the side of the door to the conference room and could see table after table piled high with books just waiting for them. At At that point, Levi and Ivy's parents had made it to the conference room and asked why they were still waiting outside. The kids told them, and as they did, one of the other librarians opened the conference room door and welcomed them to the book sale. Alexandria, Ivy, and Levi ran into the room and scattered into three different directions, each holding their book list. There were so many books to look at, and they didn't know where to start. Finally, they decided to each take a different section marked children's books and start their search. Since they knew what the others were looking for, they could search three times as fast for the books they all wanted. Levi was the first to call out that he found an Enchanted Chronicles toddler book for Ivy's collection. Ivy, in turn, told Levi that she had found the Quest for the Lost Treasure section. There must have been 12 books stacked up there. Levi was super excited and ran right over, leaving his section of books behind. Alexandria, not seeing anything in the area she had first started looking through, made her way over to where Levi had been. And there, at her feet, she noticed an old wooden box under the table. "This must be the old wooden box that those books were in this morning," thought Alexandria to herself, as there were no other boxes in the room at all. It looked very old and very mysterious. It also looked as if they hadn't put out all the books that were inside. So Alexandria knelt down and grabbed out a few books. They were dusty, but looked really interesting. "Oh, sorry about that," said the librarian working the book sale. "I hope that wasn't in your way. I saw how badly you kids wanted to get in here, so I just stuck that box under the table because I hadn't finished unpacking it yet." "No problem at all," answered Alexandria. "I can unpack the rest of them for you." "Thank you," said the librarian as she walked off to help another customer. Alexandria picked up five more books that were at the bottom of the box. There were two books about birdwatching, one book about outer space, one cookbook, and one book that took her breath away. She just stood there, frozen in place, looking at the cover of the book. Levi and Ivy saw the look on their friend's face and headed over to see what amazing book she had discovered. "By the smile on your face, it looks like you found a good one," said Levi, juggling a stack of books in his hands. "Yeah, Alexandria, let us know what you've got there," added Ivy. "You'll never believe it. Even I don't believe it," Alexandria began as she turned the book around so they could see the cover. "The Time Traveler's Journal, The Quest for an Answer," read Levi out loud. "Sounds cool. Which number is that in the series? It doesn't sound familiar to me." The smile on Alexandria's face grew bigger and bigger before she said, "It's not in the series. Well, at least not officially. It's the lost book. I found the lost copy of the unfinished book." Alexandria danced around as the librarian running the book sale walked over to her. "Kiddos, I know the book sale is exciting, and I love how excited you are about reading, but you have to keep your voices down," he said. "Absolutely. Sorry about that," said Levi as he walked Alexandria and Ivy over towards the big bank of windows that overlooked the parking lot. "Are you kidding me?" asked Levi. "That's the book you were looking for." "That's incredible," shouted Ivy in a whisper. "It's more than incredible," whispered Alexandria. "It's a mystery that has to be solved. I mean, it's right here in the title. The Quest for an Answer. And I have so many of them. How did it get here? Who had it all these years? And why, after all this time, am I the one who found it?" Alexandria, Levi, and Ivy all stood silently thinking of answers to these questions for a moment. Then the friends all smiled together. "Do you think this is another adventure for the book buddies to go on?" asked Levi as Ivy nodded her head. "I don't think so. I know so," replied Alexandria. "I have this strange feeling that as long as I have been looking for this book, it has been looking for me. And now that we've found each other, I have to answer this question. But first, we need to read what's been written already. Remember, the book was never finished, so maybe we found it because we're supposed to finish it." The book buddies looked excited as the amazing journey that awaited them. They all took their books to the checkout, paid, and then told Levi and Ivy's parents they wanted to read a little bit before they went home. Their parents decided to let them all stay at the library for a little bit while they ran some errands around town. And that was the beginning of it all. The book buddies found a quiet corner of the library and opened up the lost book Alexandria had found. And as soon as they did, they knew this would be a day they would never forget. As Alexandria opened the dusty front cover, a piece of folded up paper tumbled onto the floor. She opened it as quickly as possible to see what it said, unfolding and holding it up for all of them to see. "Hello, you have found this book for a reason. It's been waiting for you. Your quest is to find the answer that this book has been searching for all these years. You have been chosen because of your special abilities and your love of reading. Good luck." "Do you think our special abilities are that we can travel into our favorite books?" asked Levi out loud. And as he did, the dusty copy of the book began to glow. Alexandria dropped it on the ground, and the book buddies knew what they had to do next. "It looks like we're not reading this book after all," said Alexandria. follow me. And as she said that, she stepped through the page of the book as she, Levi, and Ivy had done several times before. As her friends followed close behind, that's when their adventure to answer the question in this unfinished book began. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the story and learned a little something too.
And since we know everyone has their own story, we'd love to hear yours.
If you have an idea for a Lively Lewis story, leave a comment on our Apple Podcast review page with 5 stars, your idea, and your little one's name.
Then maybe our next adventure
will be with you.
Until our next Storytime Hangout.
Thanks for listening.
We can't wait to share another fun Lively Lewis story with you.